Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I get the shut up part, not the come dance with me part, but I guess that some things will never change, sure. Like death and taxes. We live in the land of 10,000 taxes. And I love Minnesota. Been here 40 years. This is always going to be home base for me. Do we pay enough taxes? My personal opinion, yeah, I think we do. At some point, it becomes a deterrent. And companies won't start companies here. They won't move here. And retirees may move out of the state. We need those retirees for a long list of good reasons, but they want to preserve their money and they don't want to be taxed, especially on Social Security. Why the bleep do we tax Social Security in this state? It's a forced savings plan. We have no choice but to put money into FICA, into Social Security. I started contributing back when I was 15, my first gig at McDonald's. So there are some legislators on both sides of the aisle who would like to change that. Minnesota GOP Senator Carla Nelson is leading a charge to eliminate the Minnesota state tax on Social Security benefits, and she's joining us right now. Senator Nelson, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Your comments
you.
Were spot on, by the way.
Well, and look, I want to pay my fair share. I think we should all pay our fair share, but I couldn't. And nothing gets the phone ringing faster on CCO than when we talk about Social Security and why on earth do we feel the need to tax Social Security. How do you answer that question for your constituents?
Well, I think the first thing to understand is taxation is in place because of need to make sure there's adequate revenues to fund the state. The fact of the matter is, we have more than adequate revenues. We have a $7.7 billion surplus. So this is not about adequacy. And quite frankly, it is about fairness. As you noted, Minnesotans already, they purchased those benefits. They purchased those Social Security benefits, not by choice. They were mandated to do that. And yet how outrageous it is then that we turn around and tax those benefits that they were forced to buy when it comes time to retire. So it is time. We must eliminate this taxation, and this is the time to do it when we have such a massive surplus.
Hey, Senator, it's Jordana. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hi, Jordana.
Hi there. So I'm looking at some of the math here, and it says it would eventually cost Minnesota more than $600 million a year in lost tax revenue. Is there a plan then once we, I understand the $7.7 billion projected surplus, but once we start eating into that $600 million a year in lost revenue, that $7.7 billion will eventually get eaten up. Is there a plan then to replace some of that surplus or to replace that money for on taxes on other things to reimburse that money?
Well, I would say two things. One, Minnesota is a tax island in many ways. We're in the top five, top 10. And many of us have realized that that is not helpful for our state to be such a high tax state. And so this is one tax that we can and should get rid of at this point and make us more competitive for people to stay here, come here, grow here. And that's one item. The second thing is this. We know that when people leave our state, and their CPAs, you know, they say things like, we know your heart is in Minnesota, but, you know, you really can't afford to retire in Minnesota, much less die in Minnesota. And so we have far too many Minnesotans that leave our state on a regular basis, just leave our state and reside maybe where their summer cottage is, or reside in other states that do not tax their Social Security. And when they leave, they don't just take their retirement income with them. They take all of their volunteer hours. They take their estate tax. They take all the sales taxes that they pay with them. And then if that weren't bad enough, the state of Minnesota wants to make sure and capture all of those snowbirds. And so then we tell them things like, well, you can't really have a CPA in Minnesota because that might make you look like a Minnesotan, and then they'll want to tax all of your income again. Or you can't really do your banking in Minnesota, and so we lose that. So it's a cascading effect of income that leaves our state when retirees leave our state. And that's why, and that income that would be preserved if fewer retirees left our state is not factored in to the cost of eliminating the taxation on those Social Security benefits.
And Senator Nelson, just to add to what you just said, again, my view of this, we're also losing the institutional memory of older Minnesotans who have so much, not only philanthropic and charitable causes, but they have so much to contribute. And it would be great if we could keep some significant percentage of them here in Minnesota where they can continue to contribute their knowledge, their time, their help. But 37 other states do not tax Social Security income. Do you think you can get your bill through the Senate quickly?
Yes, I can promise you that we will get this bill through the Minnesota Senate. I expect bipartisan support. But if this bill does not happen, I can tell you there is one reason. And the one reason is the governor not telling his fellow House members to pass the bill, or not saying, I demand this bill. I want to see this bill on my desk. Now, he has said that for other things. He needs to say that for eliminating the taxation on Social Security also.
Is there, can I ask this one more question? Some of the critics, and there aren't too many critics, it seems like there's a fair amount of support from the DFL, but some say, well, this could blow back on lower income folks, people who are underprivileged, disadvantaged, that, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it. But it sure seems like at a time when we have a $7 billion surplus, this might be a good time to try it. Am I right?
Absolutely. And I appreciate people that are concerned about our long-term budget. But the fact of the matter is our reserve tank is full. It's overflowing. Plus the $7.7 billion surplus, plus over $65 billion of federal funding has come to our state with COVID relief dollars. That's more than our biennial budget. So this is the time. You are right. This is the time. It's the time that we must reduce this really double taxation on these Social Security benefits and keep more of our long-term Minnesotans here in our state.
Agreed.
Senator Carla Nelson, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us. We will be keeping an eye on it to see if it makes it to the governor's desk and signs it.
Keep us posted, Senator.
So
good luck with this and report back. We'll have you back on again, okay?
You bet. I'll do that. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You think the snowbirds are leaving because of the taxes or because of the weather?
I think it's a combination.
I'm asking the man who is currently in Florida, by the way.
But I have no desire to be here 6 months and a day. I like Florida in small doses. Do I want to live here? Absolutely not. Minnesota is home. But I feel for people, you know, who really rely on their Social Security benefits, maybe who for whatever reason don't have the savings, don't have the flexibility, whatever. And they really need that Social Security money to survive. Mm-hmm. To me, it just seems totally unnecessary to tax those Social Security benefits. There are other ways, I think, to raise taxes, to raise revenue, to pay for the programs that we want. I think we should legalize cannabis and tax the That's crap right. out of it. Mm-hmm. But don't tax Social Security. People who may not have nearly enough in retirement, we're living longer, we got to stretch those Social Security dollars. Don't tax that. It's unnecessary where we are today. There are other ways to raise that revenue.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.